Hi, I'm Mike Hamilton. I have Shane Devon here with me.
Hello.
We're going to tell you a little bit about ourselves and how our version of Sheila came about.
Hello, I'm Shane Devon. I grew up in a small town in Breckinridge County here in Kentucky called Sample. And it's kind of in the middle of nowhere, USA, one of those kind of towns, population 50. And we only had one television station and no computer, so I spent a lot of the time learning to write and sing and play the guitar. And my original interest in music came from these guys that used to play on our porch out front. I know that sounds terribly country, but they would play, and at one point I just wasn't content to sit and listen, and I decided to pick up a guitar. One of the guys, old hippie by the name of Ray Neff, taught me my first chords, and that was the beginning of it. I moved out of there and came here to Owensboro around 96 or so, and decided I was going to be a teacher, music teacher. And then out of the blue, I decided I didn't want to teach. I wanted to perform. And I've been a part of the local music scene ever since. The cool thing about Owensboro, lots of talented people here, man. Lots of undiscovered talent in Owensboro, one of which is Mike Hamilton right here with me. Don't let him fool you. He's pretty incredible. And so anyway, I made a lot of contacts, played a lot of shows, and that's where I am right now, still trying to get it done. A lot of my influences back in Sample, and you guys are going to so laugh at this, man. People like Huey Lewis and the News, and Bruce Springsteen, Bryan Adams, and John Mellencamp. You know, Bryan Adams is a swear word in some states. But I liked everything, man. I liked country, old school hip-hop, pop. I'm actually a huge fan of pop music, and I still sing a lot of pop music to this day. So anyway, I'm going to turn it over to Mike here, let him tell you a little bit about himself. Mike?
Well, my background differs slightly from Shane's. I was born and raised in Owensboro, Kentucky, lived here through high school. My musical influences came from a number of different areas. I found the classics of rock through my father. I found the grunge movement of the early 90s with the help of television. And in high school, I ventured into the area of electronic music, such as Orbital, Daft Punk, Rabbit in the Moon, and the likes. Through high school, I played trumpet in the marching band at Davis County High School. I guess I got my musical education there. I started playing a little on the guitar as a freshman, and over the 4 years, that progressed. Straight out of high school, I went to college in Lexington, Kentucky, thinking that I wanted to be an architect. That didn't exactly pan out, so I moved to Tennessee to pursue a degree in recording at Middle Tennessee State University. After graduating from there, I moved back home, started working in a local studio, and met up with Shane, who was also working there. And here we are.
We would do our day thing, you know, this and that, record whatever they told us to record, do whatever they told us to do, but after hours, they left the studio open to us, and we were able to work on different projects. And Mike had been familiar with the Ghost Children CD, the original, and he knew that they were taking submissions for a second album. And he asked me if I would sing a track called To Sheila. And I hate to admit this, but the only Smashing Pumpkins that I was familiar with was just the singles like Tonight Tonight and 1979, which I had loved when it first came out. And he said he wanted me to sing this track called To Sheila. He got me back to the studio, and he showed me the backing track. And I thought, yeah, I can do that. So I went home, and I learned the song. When I came back into the studio, I brought Steve Grimes, who lives here in Owensboro. He's a fantastic guitarist. And I brought Jamie Ford, who is a backing singer. I'd worked with her quite a few times on different projects in the past. And so we went ahead, and we recorded it. That night, in one night, we got the lead vocals and the lead guitar and the backing vocals. How long did you work on the backing track for that beforehand?
As far as that goes, I probably put in a couple of days, a couple hours each day prior. Before I pitched the idea to Shane, I had most of my melody finished, and I think I had just put drums to everything. I think it was enough for him to feel where the song was going, and I think he really picked up on that.
Right. Absolutely.
So at this point, most of the song is finished. I think we were lacking the lead guitar part. As far as that goes, Shane's friend Steve was in the corner of the room. I remember he was kind of just chilling with the guitar to his ear. He had been rather impressed with what we had so far, so I assumed he was trying to find a lead part that fit. so I instinctively threw a microphone on him. This is when we find out that Steve is shy. So it took Shane and I a good 10 to 15 minutes and a couple of beers to convince Steve that he needed to put down a lead guitar track.
And it's kind of a funny story. Steve, we were sitting around the studio, and Mike let the song play after I'd recorded the first couple takes of the lead vocals, and he noodled around on the guitar a little bit, and I believe it was one take, and we ended up using most of what he played on that one take, just kind of scattered throughout the song. And Jamie, the perfectionist that she is, I believe she got it on the first or second take as far as her backing vocals go. But it was a great night, man. I think I sang the lead vocal about six times altogether. And we finally got a take that we were happy with.
I think some of you might have realized that our version of Tashila is a little different than the original. I think that I had in mind that I wanted to keep some of the elements that I really enjoyed, such as the original guitar part and the vocal phrasing that Billy used, but wanted to incorporate some things that I felt could build on and support those aspects. Realistically, this song has played in my head over and over and has gone through many variations. What you're able to hear was just the version that was playing in my head at that point in my life.
And Mike's version of Tashila is completely different from anything that I had ever written or performed or recorded before, and that's one of the things that attracted me to the project. I just wanted to see if I was capable of singing a song like this and selling it well, making it believable. And I was a fan of the song from the first time that I heard it, but if you were to hear my originals, you would not hear anything like what you're hearing with this version of Tashila. Whereas with Mike, a lot of his stuff resembles this track.
I think that's a fair statement. Most of the time I try to bring an infusion of those influences I listed earlier, like the alt rock, the classic rock, the electronica. I also try to present that in a way that's not bland or boring. I hope that we succeeded with that. As far as another band from Kentucky making the shortlist, we're pretty happy to see that. We didn't necessarily know that Kentucky was a hotbed for Pumpkins fans either, but it doesn't surprise us. Those guys in Alluvion did a great job on their cover of Ava Adore. We're really excited to see what the final product is going to sound like. We'd like to thank you guys for sitting in on this podcast. Again, we are Mike Hamilton and Shane Devine. Thank you.